So I'm here with my very, very good friend, Michelle. And, you know, we're here just talking about what is happening within our society and certain solutions that we may have. And most of you already know that I'm an agnostic. And, you know, by an agnostic, I don't buy into this foolishness about Christ and so on and so forth. You all know that, right? But I do believe that there is some power out there that is undefined. Michelle, on the other hand, is straight. She's a theist, which means she believes, she buys into everything that is in that book and so on. Everything.
I believe in God the Creator.
Yes.
And I believe in Jesus Christ, our Savior.
Right. So she, you know, so she buys into all of that foolishness. Anyway, so she was telling me a while ago that, you know, our society is getting bad, right?
Yes. The crime rate is really, really bad.
Right. And she has this group, you know, that she's a part of. And, of course, she's a part of a lot of groups. But this particular group came up with a very, very brilliant solution. And I'm going to allow her to explain what the solution is.
Okay. So somebody in my group suggested that each person in the group who are Christians could take an hour out of the day and pray about the crime rate. And I particularly agree with it, and I would support it, because prayer do work. Stop it.
Hold on. I'm trying to compose myself while talking about this matter. Because, no, here this. The holy woman a while ago just came in, and Jesus found a way for her, and the lady behind me, of course.
She's a senior citizen.
What is that? No, man, she's a senior citizen, and she's a woman of God. No, man. Sometimes these things happen. Anyway, back to the discussion that we're having. Hey, I can better say the woman we're cursed. I'm a Christian. Betcha.
Probably the transaction the lady doing.
Betcha. But anyway, you're the solution of the group. And, you know, what I found really interesting is that a large amount of Jamaicans share that view. That, you know, the group is not particularly new. So just imagine if our security forces and other members just took a day, you know, and offered up a word of prayer.
It might just work.
Because you see, the funny thing,
part of the problem.
Yeah,
I think it would work.
You see, because you see, part of the thing is that with this is that for 400 years we have been in slavery. I'm sure that there were prayers going on the plantation. You know, I can imagine a man outside praying while the plantation owner have his wife inside, you know, raping her and doing all kind of things to her, but he's outside praying, you know. And I'm sure that happened for more than 400 years. You understand me? Slavery is still going on even today. And I don't see any end in sight unless these individuals who are theists realize that they are part of the issue, you know. It's kind of sad, you know, but, you know, we have to try every single day to see how we as a society can work together. Because to be honest, you know, they're needed at the table. You know, it's just that where their table is very, very far from reality. And we need to have...
Come on. You have to attack this crime thing from various angles.
Yes,
right?
Yes.
It has to be a multidisciplinary, multifaceted approach. Okay, and
right.
Praying is one of them.
True. It is one of them. It's probably on a list of 10, one being important. 10 would be where prayer would fall.
God.
In the list of solutions. You know, but as we continue to search for solutions, I want to implore all my listeners to, you know, try and pay keen attention to reality. Understand that the space that we're living in, it requires a special approach in dealing with it. And that is why most of our scientists are non-religious folks, you know, because they understand the reality that we're faced with. But, you know, it's always very interesting talking to my theist friends who talk to me about Jesus, right?
I guess.
Yes, so.
I'll pray for you. Definitely pray for you.
Yeah, is she going to pray for me? I'm sure it's going to work. I'm positive that it's going to work. But, you know, as our society continue to grow, I'm hoping for the best. You know, I remain positive, even though we're choking with corruption right now. I'm positive that more and more prayer will work. You know, maybe I will join in the prayer. Or maybe not. Anyway, that's my time. It's been beneath the surface. You know, we are going to be having regular programs, especially now that this corona is in the air. I'm sure that there are going to be a number of things that we can discuss, and we can maybe have certain health professionals on the program talking about corona and how panic is not even necessary, you know, but keeping a very hygienic life is. And funny enough, all the things that we're being taught from birth in terms of washing our hands and, you know, being very careful how you cough and methods for coughing, these are things that are out there, you know. So it's technically showing that our society, including the church members, are nasty. And they need the Ministry of Health and Wellness to remind them that cleanliness is next to what? Next
godliness.
To what? You hear that? Next to godliness. So you see how far our society is from God. Oh boy. Anyway, this is my time. Take care. I'm out.